Video emerges of NYC shooter talking about high school football career. By Dylan Gwynn on July 29, 2025. A video has surfaced of Shane Tamora, the 27-year-old who opened fire at the Park Avenue building containing the league's headquarters, on Monday night, talking about his high school football career. NYC Mayor Eric Adams says police believe Tamora targeted the NFL offices at 345 Park Avenue, but took the wrong elevator and ended up on the wrong floor. Tamora killed four people before turning his weapon on himself. A note was found on Tamora's body, in which the shooter claimed he suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, a traumatic brain condition commonly associated with football, and blamed the NFL for hiding the seriousness of the disease to maintain profits. A video from September 2015 shows Tamora, then a high school football player and a senior at Granada Hills Charter School in Los Angeles, California, recapping his performance in a victory over Kennedy High School. Right before the play, coach asked me if the two screen was open, Tamora said. I told him yes. I got this, coach. I caught the pass and weaved my way down and then broke free. I ran as hard as I could. We kept our heads up, said Tamora, who had three touchdowns and 95 yards in the game. The coaches told us to let it all go. We had to keep our heads and keep playing. There was a lot of emotions and anger about this game. We wanted to win this one real bad. We worked hard and practiced extra late for this game. This rivalry has been around longer than I have been alive. It's a big one. Tamora was listed as a 5'7", 140-pound running back during his senior year at Granada Hills, where he racked up 600 yards and 5 touchdowns on 126 carries. In the note found on his body, Tamora claimed to have chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, a traumatic brain condition commonly associated with football. Investigators also revealed Tamora had a long history of mental illness.